Saturday morning VFL football show, round 9 edition. And our focus on AFL Victoria headquarters continues this morning after a great chat with the operations manager, John Hook. We've got the man who makes it all happen at marketing level, marketing manager Peter Harley. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Okay, Jim, how are you, bud?
Oh, we're very well. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just sitting out on the beach at the moment after having my daily swim down at with the icebergers. So,
I was going to ask about that because we drove into past Casey Fields and we couldn't see 3 feet in front of us. Would have been quite chilly on at Port Phillip Bay this morning, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's about a warm 10 degrees at the moment.
Oh, very nice.
It wakes you up.
Now, we've just had a chat about the future of the VFL with John, and he's been very open and strong about VFL going forward. How do you see the state of the competition at the halfway mark now, Peter?
Look, I think it's going very well. I mean, you look at some of the indicators. We've had a terrific year in attendances, which is really good. We're probably up 5 or 6%,
yep,
across the board in attendances. So, you know, the difficulty we always have, as we've spoken to before, is we're operating in a, you know, basically an AFL market. So we're always struggling against it to try and, you know, get attendances and sort of show off our product, which is a fantastic product. But, you know, slowly people are starting to realise that the footy's great. They can see the best of the young people play. They can see AFL-listed players. And generally it's pretty good. I mean, you know, today's game at Casey, they're playing to get in the eight, so there's still plenty in it. You know, there's a couple of our teams struggling. But, look, I think the competition's going well. You know, when you see particularly things like Nahas and these guys that are going up from last year, you know, it's becoming more and more, I mean, it always was, but it's becoming more in the public knowledge now, I suppose, that it's actually another pathway for people to make through to the AFL. And I think that's very important because a lot of kids come through the TAC, might be a bit disillusioned not getting drafted. They've still got a show to do it through the VFL.
Well, I think, I know you are, you know, you're facing so many hurdles in terms of where you stand in the media, but I think it's actually improved. One, the ABC...
From the standard?
No, the actual coverage has a standard, yes, in a certain respect. The ABC has improved, but they've also been more flexible in choosing the best games, which means the best of the competition's on show. But there's more focus in the media now. There's dedicated journalists to the VFL who write articles through the week when they pop up. Your actual presence online, like I know that we survive, our coverage is a lot bigger on an online base. You've introduced livevfl.com.au, but also, we're getting a bigger supporter base online with people tuning in, obviously because they can't pick up 97.7 on their dial. But
yeah,
it really has increased.
You're right, you know. Apart from your station, which has always been fantastic, and I'm a regular listener when I get a chance to get in, if I'm not at a game. But, you know, interesting little things. We've been trying for years and years and years with, you know, the major papers to get a profile. And if you look on the profile on a Monday morning now, you actually see the VFL get the presence that it deserves in terms of its position in Victorian footy. So, you know, they're little bits and little victories we've had over the time. And, you know, I'd love to be able to, you know, from a marketing point of view, come out with a, you know, a huge dollar budget and put on TV and all this sort of thing. We just can't do it. So we've just got to do the best we can with what we've got and I suppose be patient more than anything else. But you're right. It is gradually coming up and it's not going to happen in, you know, huge lumps, but each year we'll get bigger, we'll get better reputations, we'll get, you know, even if you look at the facilities, what we've done at Casey, what's happening at Williamstown, what's going, you know, Werribee's done up, all these places are starting to become, you know, into the 21st century, if you like, from what they were prior to that. You know, they hadn't been touched for about 100 years, so that's fantastic, and that's getting the public back too.
And I think it comes from, you know, you and Jen Pryor's hard work at really coming down hard on how, not so much, I guess, we're community radio and we understand where the VFL competition is, but how some of the partners like SEN and some of the major football broadcasters look at the VFL. They mention the VFL. It's no longer the reserves and players going through. You must love the development of Liam Picken and Robin Nahas making the grade. It really does start to put some authority behind the message that everyone's promoting at this level. But the competition itself, in terms of marketing itself, you couldn't ask for better. It's such an even and strong competition at the top end of the teams, as we saw last week, Williamstown and North Ballarat going down to only 2 points.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. And to see they're going, it's interesting you talk about the promotion of the competition. One thing we need to work harder on is the AFL side of some of these alignments to get their supporters and their fans down to watch their, you know, young guns playing in the VFL too, which we really haven't been successful on when you consider the membership size of some of these AFL clubs. You know, they're missing out on some fantastic talent watching their players. But yeah, going back to your point, it is, you know, when you can, you know, anyone in the first eight or nine can still make it to the grand final at the end of the year, it's just terrific competition, and that makes for great footy, which makes for great entertainment.
Now, it's been interesting. We've covered a lot of Collingwood games at the start of the season, and we're starting to build up a little bit of a feedback sort of thing where they tell us their thoughts and everything like that. They're a little bit disappointed with some of the fixturing. Last weekend, Collingwood had a bye, which is part of the VFL fixture, when Collingwood AFL side played away interstate. Now, that could have been an opportunity to get some more Collingwood people through the gates. Will you try and stronger align yourself with the AFL fixture next year and try and really build on ways to get people through the gate when their AFL squads might be playing interstate or on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon, for example?
Look, you should have asked Hookie on that when you're speaking about that. But look, I'm not even going to start going into the complications about doing our draw.
Yeah.
If you've got about 4 hours, we can go through, we run it through the patterns that the AFL do, and we always try and line it up. We've got issues with the reserves, but I, without a doubt, there would be 50 different variables that we have to put in for every match, every week, when we set up the draw, and we're not going to get it right all the time. I mean, you go back to, you know, when we first started with the 16 sides, we matched it directly to the AFL. That was fantastic. You know? That worked really well, but you know, we've lost teams, the AFL's picked up the change, there's buys, there's all sorts of things that have caused it. I suppose the bottom line is we always try and do the best from a crowd, a TV type of thing, and obviously we want to take advantage of when AFL sides are playing away. Now, I don't know the exact details of last week, but I can bet your bottom dollar there's probably eight or nine really good reasons why that's not happening.
Yeah, no, look, that's
that doesn't help a, you know, a situation, but we just have to live with some of these things sometimes, and we'll work our hardest, and if we can match them up so that they're playing at opposite times, but we just can't always do that, unfortunately. We've also got, we're taking into account where the TAC play. Now, interesting point, what grounds we could play on. You know, we're disappointed, you know, you look at Bendigo's venue, you look at North Ballarat's venue, they're still not ready yet, despite all the money that's been spent on it. So that throws it all into chaos too a little bit.
And I guess looking at the VFL as a whole, the website's really developed this year. I know Travis has been working hard and probably yourself on getting the information right and providing the correct information and going through and making it a lot more accessible. That's been a really big plus in 2009.
Yeah, yes it has. It's always a little bit of a battle, you know, what we'd love to do, and Travis does a good job on it, but he also does about 400 other things too, so it's lovely to be able to afford someone dedicated to do this sort of thing full-time so we can do more. But I think what Travis done this year is got a lot, you know, there's a lot of people out there interested in the VFL, and they're continually supplying information to us, which gives us a great opportunity to put that information out in a website type of thing like we've got to get that information out to people. You know, we'd like a lot more people to use it than currently using it at the moment. And, you know, that's a sort of catch-22. You know, we, apart from, you know, terrific stuff you do and the record and that, we lack the resources to actually go out to the mass media and say, hey, come back into us type of thing. So we're working on that at the moment. I mean, obviously the computer and the internet, particularly the young people, is the future of communication.
Community presence has always been a big thing, I guess, of... for yourself, Peter, with AFL Victoria under your reign, you've really got out there and got the message spread through the community. You've been on the front foot. EastLink Cup continues to grow with one of your partners there in EastLink, and the battle between Frankston and the Box Hill Hawks. There's always something going on. North Ballarat are always out there in the community really building up their message. How do you go as the marketing manager promoting these sort of initiatives run by AFL Victoria?
Well, you know, I'd love to say we thought of all the ideas, but what we try and do is we work with the VFL clubs and say, you know, the thing we've got to do is the VFL club, if you like, in a general community or region, have got to be looked up to as, the second best competition in Australia with a lot of pride and, you know, a lot of people and the town should be using them, and we should be working closer with all the councils and the local areas. Like in Ballarat, we work with hospitals. With all these areas, we work with local communities to help them, to get their support to work together, because we're representing those areas, and I think it's extremely important that we do that, to build up that relationship with local communities and local footy clubs, to get people along to see, there's a lot of, you know, we've been working lately on some of the, perhaps the older generation, the retirees, who are, as you know, are getting more and more as a percentage of the population. You know, we're working on ideas of getting them down involved in footy, because a lot of, you know, apart from the fact there's a lot of brains out there that can help in volunteers and that, a lot of them are largely sitting home doing, you know, things by themselves. Get them along down to see the footy, to see our footy, and get involved in that. We think we've got a big role to play in local communities.
And what about a major sponsor? Any word on that, or any developments there that we could pin our hopes on?
Well, it's been difficult. It was certainly, you know, True Energy was a great sponsor for a number of years, and and we lost them last year for a number of reasons, and weren't successful in getting another one. And then the recession we had to have type of thing came along, which made it even harder. However, we've got an announcement coming up towards the end of June, which is not a naming rights partner, but is a major, community partnership to help, to do something we should be doing anyway, which we think is a great idea and will be very well accepted by the whole of Victorian public, and something that will put the VFL more on the map than it is now. And in a way, we're, alongside with that are other activities. We're trying to pick up a premier partner at the same time. But look, we've changed tack a little bit in how we're approaching it. It's knowing the difficulties we've got. And it's not, I mean, all our clubs are having difficulties at the moment, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But we've just got to keep on plugging on. When, you know, we're not having thousands of people coming and knocking our door, unfortunately, but it'd be lovely if we did.
Well, that's all very promising, Peter, and I'll be looking towards the end of June with interest.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll have a chat to you on the... it'll be made... announced probably on midweek, and then doing something on the weekend on the ABC coverage. But we'll make a time, we'll have a chat on that morning, and we'll explain what it's all about.
Well, fantastic. We're running a little bit short of time this morning, Peter. Thank you so much for giving up your time. You're either been in the water or about to get in. We really appreciate it. And John Hook was fantastic this morning. So thank you guys so much for giving up your time and being so honest with your answers. And the future of the VFL looks like it's in pretty good hands. So we really appreciate it.
Thanks for your support, guys.
No problems at all. Peter Harley there, AFL Victoria's marketing manager, joining us on the program. And I've got to ask him where he swims. I think it's Brighton or somewhere in that area, Elwood maybe, and an iceberg. If you're not too sure what it is, it's the group of gentlemen who go in for an early morning swim at Port Phillip Bay. Most days, I think it is, Jim, not just the weekends. We've only got about 5 minutes, and we nearly need to get off air. So Casey Scorpions versus the Werribee Tigers is our first game of the round 9. And Jim, can you look out behind me? Can you see any more fog?
No, the fog's cleared.
So the 10 o'clock report is the fog's cleared?
Yeah, a little bit of cloud, probably about a 5% visibility. 95% visibility. So just a little bit of a slight haze. Really good.
So we've got Coburg versus Werribee. Werribee were very disappointing last week. Still no Nathan Thompson in their forward line. You can't see them kicking enough goals, and the Casey Scorpions defence should really handle them today. You would think Casey Scorpions for mine?
Yeah, I've gone for the Casey Scorpions. The Werribee-Casey clash is 7-2 in favour of Werribee, so we've some big scores for Werribee, but I think Casey all in better form this year. Werribee have struggled this year, and Casey should win that. I've picked an aggregate score of 201.
Well, I think, Casey lost to Werribee last time they played, which was a semi-final in 2008. Werribee winning 19-16, 130. The Scorpions 9-7-61. It is the ABC game, so tune in from 1 o'clock. Make sure you have the dial firmly placed on 97.7, of course. Northern Bullants versus Williamstown, which will be our broadcast game, and it will be an absolute cracker out there at Visy Park. We'll be live from 1 o'clock as well. The Northern Bullants sitting 5-2 with their loss last weekend. Williamstown 6-1. Last time they played, Williamstown won 17-13, 115 against the Bullants 10-9-69. That was round 9 in 2008, so 12 months forward of that. Who do you think is going to win, Jim?
Williamstown in good form. They had a bit of a hiccup last week, losing by 2 points. Bullants, they faltered a little bit last week. They really struggled against Who'd they play last week?
Northern Bulland struggled. Collingwood. Yeah. Lost by 50 points.
Yeah, they struggled against Collingwood. And Williamstown should win. Continue their winning form. 5-3 in favour of Williamstown over the history.
Well, Frankston had a bye last weekend, and they are now playing against the Cats, who are sitting with only 2 wins this season. So they'll be looking to turn their performance around against the KC Scorpions last weekend. So who do you think's going to win that one?
Geelong should win, and Frankston are struggling. 7-2 in favour of Geelong over the...
I'm tipping Frankston to win that game. I think the week off would have given their players a time to refresh. And
No Berry this week.
Yeah, that's okay. They didn't have 3 players the week before, and they were in front of Port Melbourne at 3-quarter time. So I think, Frankston can notch their first win of the season. North Ballarat versus the Coburg Tigers. North Ballarat sitting in second position on the ladder, 6-1. Coburg, 5-2. Last time these two teams played was round 16 in 2008, up there at Eureka Stadium. North Ballarat, 13-18-96, defeated the Coburg Tigers, 8-9-57. Tomorrow's game will be played at Eastern Oval. North Ballarat with Aaron Edwards in the side, still with... that man, Corey Jones, they'll be just too strong for Coburg.
Yeah, North Ballarat lead 5-4 in their nine games against each other. North Ballarat should continue their good form for the season.
Okay, now our broadcast game tomorrow will be having a double header at Visy Park. Sunday, secondary bounce football on KC Radio 97.7 FM features Collingwood versus Port Melbourne. Port Melbourne bounced back to form in the second half last weekend against Box Hill and really put them away. Collingwood defeated the Northern Bull Ants, and they were too strong. Who did you tip on this one, Jim?
Yeah, 1-1. They've played twice in recent history. Collingwood should win. They've been very impressive in some of the games this year. Some of the games have been not impressive, but basically they're on the improve, and I think Port Melbourne are start to suffer from runners-up syndrome.
Well, I think... this is a really flip of the coin.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think
probably the toughest game of the round.
I think Port Melbourne will win. The reason why, I think they'll stretch Collingwood's defence with the two DeLuca boys and also Bonadio. And have they found their small man option in Wayne Schultz? So I think Port Melbourne can continue their good form and put some pressure back on the top four. Now, traditionally, this is the Queen Elizabeth clash on Queen's birthday at the QE Oval. So... this has been moved to Windy Hill. It's still on Monday, so get out there if you've got nothing to do on Queen's birthday and you're not going to see Jack Watts play. Bendigo versus the Box Hill Hawks. Bendigo haven't won, kicked 1 point to half-time. I think we should just move on. I think Box Hill could really trounce them on Monday afternoon.
Yeah, recent history says 4-4, but unfortunately Bendigo are really struggling this season. A couple of teams are struggling. Box Hill should win comfortably.
So that wraps up the Round 9 edition. We really didn't get to focus too much on the Casey Fields announcement. This has been the Round 9 edition. Big thank you to John Hook and also Operations Manager from AFL Victoria. And also joining us on the line was Marketing Manager Peter Harley. This has been the Round 9 edition of the Saturday Morning VFL Football Show. Make sure you tune in from 1 o'clock both days, Saturday and Sunday, for the big games at Visy Park. This is Kane Pollard and Jim Hines. Catch you at the football.